When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk on dating in 2024 because, nah, man, we're in a weird times when it comes to dating. Like, you got a lot of people out there that's, like, not really, how could I put it in words? I guess one word would be honest, but it's, like, weird. Like, there's so many different people out there where it's like, you don't know how to date, huh? Because it's like, the way that you're going about it, it's weird, you know? It's so weird. I'm like, the thing is this, I should have been doing what my friends was doing and trying to find my significant other around the times, because it seemed like they all found, like, the right ones. Like, stuff was normal, you know? And it's like, now they married, kids, all that stuff, moving to different places and all that. It's like, I'm happy for them. But it's like, now you have, it's just how some people go about dating. It is so weird, bro. It is one of the weirdest things ever to see how some people they go about dating. But no, so anyways, the main reason why I'm doing it, so like, yeah, the how this episode came about. So today a tweet was going viral because a woman, yeah, she said like, oh, I immediately leave the conversation when the guy asked me, so what do you do for fun? And I'm thinking to myself, fam, the guy is trying to, like, he's trying to get to know you. Like, what do you want him to ask? Like, it's things like that where it's like, if you want me to ask certain questions or go about the conversation in certain ways, tell me that. But I'm not going to know. Why? Because I am not in your brain. So when you're getting on me, because no, that's something that I've seen myself, is that, and I've seen this, well, I don't know, because I've given up on dating apps. I'm like, no, I want to just meet my significant other outside of a dating app, because dating apps, for some reason, they're weird. I find them weird, all right? But anyways, so one thing that I was seeing this more so because Facebook got like a little dating service thing going on. So one thing that I seen on there, and I'm thinking to myself, fam, how do you go about starting a conversation? That's what I would like to know. I think if there's ever a time where I come across somebody where they're like that, I'm going to ask them, well, how do you go about a conversation? And if they can't give me a legitimate answer, I'm like, okay, so how are you going to get on somebody when they're messaging you, hey? That's it. That's all that they're messaging them. It ain't like they're messaging them, hey, do you got nuclear launch codes? Like, hey, do you talk to squirrels at night? Or I'm trying to think of some other weird stuff. Do you bark at cars on the freeway? I'm saying it's like they're just simply saying, hey, and that's a problem. Like, no, that's a serious thing. Like, if you go on some, I don't know if it's like that everywhere, but I know for me, there are some profiles that I came across on that Facebook dating app or a part of their website where they was like, don't message me saying, hey, otherwise you're going to get blocked or I'm not going to respond or some old weird stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, she's joking, right? Like, and that, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm not trying to play like a whole sexist game, but at the same time, I feel like men don't be, like, they don't think along those lines. If a woman messages, I know at least for me, if a woman messages me saying, hey, I might, like, if it's like a first time messaging, hey, then I'm like, I might question it. Because I'm like, nah, she's probably hacked. She's probably, something ain't right. But if she's messaging me, hey, because she's interested in me and she wants to date and see how things go and all that stuff, probably gonna be thinking I'm getting pranked. But at the same time, if this is some real legitimate stuff, yeah, I'm not, if she messages me saying, hey, I'm not going to be like, oh, you message me saying, hey, that's, no, that, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to fool with you because you messaged me saying, hey. That, yeah, that's something where I'm like, I'm not going to say all women think like that, but there's some women in this world that think like that. But I feel like that there might be some guys out there. I'm not going to say that there's none, but there's going to probably be a small number of guys that think along those lines. But I'm like, that's just something where I'm like, what's the problem with saying, hey, what's the issue of saying just, hey? Because I'm saying, like, how else am I, my question is how else am I supposed to go about the conversation? If I'm just messaging you saying, hey, What's up? Hi, I'm, you know, hey with a bunch of Y's, or hi with a bunch of Y's. I'm getting mixed up because I'm like, see, I shouldn't even be in this part of my brain. It should just be a simple hey, and we go on from there. All right, we just go on from there. Okay, but I think I said, hey, what wise, hi, what eyes. Okay, so I was like, just making sure I said it right. But I got myself, look, bro, it's kind of late, and I'm like, I'm getting a little hungry, and then at the same time, I'm trying to watch wrestling. There's just a lot of stuff going on in my mind right now. But anyways, but no, back on this topic and things. But yeah, there's that. There's like the whole like messaging thing. And then there's another thing where I'm like, I don't ever let that get into my brain when talking to somebody. But zodiac signs. What's up with zodiac signs? Because that's something where I'm like, I haven't seen that before where people will bring that up. And I'm thinking to myself, fam, I don't know if somebody were to ask me, do I know all the zodiac signs by like heart and stuff? No. I don't. I know mine's. I know some others, but I don't know all of them. I would have to look at them and be like, oh, yeah, that one too. That's where I met with zodiac signs. But no, there are some people out there where they're like, they will not date a person because of their zodiac sign. The crazy thing is, right? And now most likely it happened to them. That they'll be in a conflicting situation where they meet somebody. This is the best person that they have ever met, right? They have taken them out on the ideal dates. The relationship is getting serious. The love is getting stronger and stronger. I'm saying, like, this is the one, right? This is the one. And so conversation starts up. I guess they starting it up not saying hey, but like they started up by saying hey, or okay, maybe not hey, but salutations, good citizen. I don't know, bro. But anyways, they're like, hey, are you coming over this weekend? They're all like, why? Like, what's the special? We hung out last weekend, so what's the special occasion, you know? Oh, it's my birthday. I forgot to tell you that. Yeah, I should have mentioned it. They're like, wait a minute. Then they looking it up, and they're all like, okay, this date, the zodiac sign, they're like, oh my god, they're Capricorn. All right, my thing is this is a good person for you. Ain't nothing bad has happened. Y'all have been dating for some time. You mean to tell me you're going to break up with this person because they're a Capricorn, or a Leo, or a Sagittarius, a Cancer, whatever, all them zodiac signs? You're breaking up with them over something they ain't had no control over. Nah, bro, that is some crazy stuff. That is some serious crazy stuff. I honestly, no, that's something where I'm like, if I'm in a relationship, right? Like, let's say I propose to this woman. Let's say we're, like, deep into the relationship. I am proposed to this woman. We're engaged. And then at some point in time, it gets extremely close to the wedding. I'm telling everybody, like, hey, look, y'all probably ain't gonna, like, hear from me for a while because I'm gonna be out celebrating and stuff. You know, we're going on our honeymoon right after this wedding, blah, blah. Let's say I'm streaming. So she comes into the room. She's like, hey, you're gonna have to end stream. We gotta talk. And it's something serious. And I'm like, oh, okay. You're like, all right, so guys, I'll see you later. Stream ends. We sit down. I'm like, all right, what's going on? She's like, I should have brought this up in the beginning of the relationship, but I'm not going to marry you. Hold up. Wait a minute. Time out. We done sent out invitations. I done told my family. I done got me an expensive pair of sneakers that I planned on wearing during this wedding. What do you mean? I done got me a nice suit, all this other stuff. You done got your hair did, nails did, all these other things. I done recommended you to an eyelash friend that'd be focusing on eyelashes and stuff because you were talking. What do you mean we not getting married? She's like, well, I just can't. I can't see myself marrying a Leo. I definitely would be looking around like, okay, where's the cameras at? Because I know there is a camera that I've been looking for and I haven't seen it around and stuff. Where's the cameras? She's like, no, I'm being dead serious. Like, I look at the front door. She got bags packed. She's like, I'll get the rest of my things tomorrow. And she leaves. I would be so confused. That's something, no, I probably would start my stream up. I'll be confused, but I feel like slowly I would start getting angry. Because that's something where I'm like, how do you have such a good, and like, yeah, we've never gotten into it. If we do get into any arguments, petty arguments, we love it on each other the very next, not even day, like the very next hour or whatever. and the marriage is off and the relationship is over with because of my zodiac sign. I'm like, fam, do you think I had a say-so in me being born on August 10th and becoming a Leo? That's why I'm like, no, when they start talking to me about zodiac signs, I just blank that stuff out. I'm sorry. I know that zodiac signs, it might matter to some people, but to me, I'm like, I'm a very careless person. There's some people in this world where I don't even know when exactly. So I know my zodiac sign, like on what month it falls under. I know, I believe my mom's. But I'm trying. I honestly, you know what? No, I really don't even know. I can't be honest. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I really don't know. So yeah, it's one of those things where I'm all like, nah, bruh, zodiac signs, they're not my strong suit. Now, if there is ever a time when I get into a relationship and it gets serious and she's all like, you got to start being serious about zodiac signs. Like, I want you to stop being friends with this person because of their zodiac sign. I'm like, let's say for an example, it's like the one friend that I've known since I was a kid. Like, my best friend, bro. My best friend. Somebody, like, me and bro, we've been, cool with each other for years, bro. Years. I'm saying, like, I don't think I've ever had a friendship that's lasted 17 years. That is crazy. That our friendship is old enough to buy a rated M video game at a store. What do you mean I gotta stop being friends with this individual because of their zodiac sign? They're like, yeah, I just, that zodiac sign, it's extremely toxic. And I was reading and I'm like, no, you're reading the wrong stuff. I'm not gonna, that's like, oh, forget zodiac signs. This one, I would have to say, is crazier than zodiac signs, crazier than saying, hey. So this was, I think it was one of those dating videos that be on TikTok and stuff where it's like, yeah, it's like, it's just random people and things. But so anyways, the girl, she goes, I think the idea of the video was like naming off red flags and stuff. Okay, there ain't no problem with that. There ain't no problem with naming off red flags. Like, I feel like a red flag with me is she's like racist. Like, she's not racist to me, but she's like racist to Asian people or Hispanic people, but she has all the love in the world for black people and some other races, but she'll say some of the most red flag. Disrespectful to her parents, red flag. I'm like, yeah, my thing is this. It's one thing if you're like, if you had like a messed up childhood, it's like, okay, like, don't talk with them, but don't be disrespectful. I'm like, that's something I'm like, nah, fam. Wanting to get into fights with people, yeah, red flag. Like, if I'm out hanging out, I'm getting me some sneakers. So yeah, let's say I'm out, I'm bringing her along with me, I'm buying some sneakers. I'm like, oh these are nice, I like these. And so you know how we go about sneakers and stuff. I'm like, you gotta go up to the Champs, Foot Locker, whoever, you gotta ask them, hey, you got these in a size 10. The person there, let's just say a person just bought the last size 10. They walking by and they're like, oh, I just bought them, man. There's like, yeah, I like these shoes too. So me, if I'm there by myself, I'm like, dang, bro. I'm like, hey, you, how much? I'm cracking jokes with them. I'm not going to take that stuff serious. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go elsewhere and get the shoes. So let's say this is done. This is getting into my red flag. Let's say I'm bringing the significant other along with me. I'm bringing the little girly friend along with me, right? And so she's seeing this interaction, and she's all like, and she's arguing with the guy, like, no, give up the shoes. Dude, like, you don't really like those shoes like that. She's sitting there arguing with this guy, and I'm looking like, fam, what is you doing? They are sneakers. Like, yes, I love sneakers, but I don't love them that much where I gotta fight a person over them. Nah. So red flags like that. So this girl's red flag, and I would have to say that's one of those red flags where I'm like, I wouldn't even seek a friendship with this girl. This girl is crazy. So she asked, I think she was all like, her red flag is when the guy has female relatives. meaning like a mom, a aunt, a cousin, a sister. And she asked him like, oh, is like you really like mom? I think she did ask him like, oh, is your mom alive or something like that? And I think he did say, yeah. And she was like, oh, like she said like, oh, that's unfortunate. Like, what do you mean? Just like, no, it's something like that where I'm like, yeah, something wrong with you. You're saying it's a red flag to have female relatives. Another thing that I ain't got no control over, and that's a red flag. How is that? Like, that's something where I'm like, no, that's somebody where I'm like, no, you got issues that you need to work out with yourself. But to me, I'm like, no, that's some crazy stuff. That's some crazy stuff to say that it's a red flag because I have female relatives. That's something where I'm like, no, if I like, let's say I get into a relationship, she is even like questioning and things, but she's all like, oh, hey, what you got planned today? I'm like, I'm probably gonna go hang out with my mom and stuff, you know, Saturday, she'd be liking to watch movies and things, so yeah, I'm gonna go over there, watch a movie real quick, you know, spend a little time, all that stuff, talk about life, whatever, and things, and she's all like, I don't like that, no, I don't like the idea of you hanging out with your mom. I'm like, remember, this woman birthed me, so how am I supposed to go about that? How am I supposed to, because now you're in the picture, I gotta exclude my mom out? Since when did I become an iPhone? Since when did my family storage run out? And my thing is this, I'm not going to get rid of a key person in my life. Because the thing is this, that's why I would throw in a haymaker question. I'm like, so where does this relationship go from here? Because I already know what sneakers I'm wearing. I already know what outfit I'm going to wear over there. So what, are you going to stop me from going over to my mom's house? So I'm like, oh, okay, because if that's the case, then I guarantee and I promise you this relationship is over and you can pack your stuff and you can go. But I know one thing, I'm not going to stop talking to female relatives, cousin, sister, aunt, whoever. I'm not gonna stop talking to them because you don't like the fact that I got female relatives. I'm like, and my thing is this, that's when you ask her, I'm like, how did you feel? You have a close relationship with your dad, brother, cousin, whoever, right? Or even if that's not even the case, it could be anything in this world. But I'm getting on you for that very reason. You don't see nothing wrong with it. I'm like, yeah, I just any old reason out there. I'm like, no, I'm like, why are you wearing clothes? Why can we not walk around this world butt naked? No, the relationship is over. You don't want to be a nudist. And I'm like, do you see how silly that sounds? That's on the same level of getting on me for having female relatives. When I tell you guys, look, when I tell you guys that dating in 2024 is one of the weirdest, dating is in such a weird time right now. That's why I'm like, look, bruh. All I really, I know people probably ask like, well, what do I seek for when it comes to dating? Respect. That's it. I respect you. You respect me. We don't be doing no weird stuff. We ain't got nothing weird to say. We can appreciate each other, love each other. Eventually, it leads into a relationship where it's like we ain't even dating. We full blown like we don't put initials or names, dates and all that stuff in each other's bio, posting each other. I am proposed, married, kids, all that. That's what I look forward to, you know? So it's something where I'm like, yeah, bro. But nowadays, it's like they want you to solve like a Rubik's Cube in their like brain or something. Then once when it's solved, I guess that's when you win them over. I'm like, nah, I just ain't got the time to be out there dealing with people like that. So anyways, but yeah, people, I guess my advice out there to somebody, it's all like, well, what advice would you give me about going about dating, you know? And then we're in such a weird times, find somebody that you can relate to, I guess, you know. I feel like that's likely to, it's gonna probably be a little, more difficult rather than just going up to, yeah, you know, just seeing it, going about dating, like, and just with random people and stuff. But yeah, seek out somebody that you can relate to and stuff, you know. I wouldn't say a friend, like somebody that you're friends with, because that might not go as you plan. I could just talk on experience. Yeah, that stuff usually don't go as planned. But yeah, just, you know, overall, just seek somebody that you can relate to. So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe, viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe, viewing this on a podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.